Apologies for my voice because I still have a bit of food in my mouth, which will be gone by the time the topic starts. Just having a bit of lunch.
You weren't having a bit of lunch. You were having a Cadbury snack.
Who decided that lunch was at 1 o'clock, by the way? In the world, like. No matter where you go in the world, lunch is always 1 o'clock. Who decided 1 o'clock is lunchtime?
It was the middle of the day.
Well, 12 o'clock is actually the start of
it. Yeah, well, okay. Yeah, but it's the middle of the day.
But why don't they stagger lunchtime so that, you know, when you go into Centra to get your roll, that everybody isn't going in at the same time?
I don't know. I don't have an answer for that.
And why does Carvery always finish at 3 o'clock? Went for a Carvery the other day in the Black Line.
Doesn't always finish at 3 o'clock.
It does.
No.
So I went in at 10 to 3 to the Black Line.
Yeah.
A bit of Carvery. Do you know where the Black Line is?
Yeah, down there.
Down?
Up there.
Up? So where have you been pointing?
You're down around there and up there.
Down around there and up there. That's the Irish Sea.
Oh.
I thought you been a man who...
Where's the Black Line? I know of it.
You're a man who's fond of a bevy.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
You like drinking a few tinnies.
Tinnies?
Yeah, cans, whatever.
Who calls them tinnies?
Australians do. I would imagine that if I could name a pub, you'd know exactly where it is.
Okay, but I don't know that one.
It's Inchicore.
Oh, yeah, I didn't know that. Yeah.
I was having a lovely... But why do you close at 3 o'clock? But you should never arrive at a Carvery in the last half hour.
Oh, no, you should always be there. If you're going to have Carvery, you have it early.
Yeah, it was the scraps.
Yeah.
It was the scraps.
Yeah, little lumps of meat and... Yeah.
I like proper slices of meat. By the way, the Black Line's a lovely place, I'm not saying. It's a lovely place for Carvery, but just don't arrive 10 minutes before it's closing. There's one carrot left in the Bambury.
In the what?
The did I say it wrong? Bambury?
The Bambury? What's a Bambury?
A Bambury. Banbury?
What is it?
Bambury.
Allegedly, what is it?
Bambury.
What are you talking about?
What do you mean, what is that? Bambury is a Bambury. That's like you ask me, what's a nose? A nose is a nose.
But I happen to know what a nose is.
Bambury.
A Bambury. I have to Google that
now. I don't even know how you spell it. It's a Bambury.
Bambourie. Is that
right? Bambury?
What are you? No, you're talking over shite.
Does anybody else know what a Bambury is? There's a Bambury. No, that's a toaster. Bambury.
That's one of those jokes, yeah.
When you go for a Carvery meal.
That's it there, yeah.
I know you don't go for Carvery meals, you don't like them.
Who doesn't?
You don't.
Oh, I love them.
Oh, do you?
Ah, yeah.
Oh, who is it that doesn't? Oh, my wife doesn't like them, sorry. I'm confusing you with my wife.
Mine doesn't either.
Yeah.
I love an El Carvery.
My wife says that going for a Carvery is like the Shawshank Redemption. You know, remember in the Shawshank where they're all going up with their trays and they're just slopping the food onto the...
That's a bit of an insult now to...
people are doing Carveries.
Yeah. No, my favourite Carvery.
Around the corner from us.
Where?
Oh, yeah. Most nicest Carvery in
Ireland. Most nicest.
Carvery in Ireland.
The most nicest.
The most nicest Carvery in Ireland is around the corner from us. The Yacht.
Oh, the Yacht. Yeah.
In Clontarf.
Yeah. Good spot.
And they do. No, I wouldn't partake in this.
That's not around the corner from here. It's about a half an hour's drive.
No, I wouldn't partake in this nonsense at all. This wouldn't be my cup of tea, as they say. But the Yacht do half portions.
Ah, yeah, no, that's great.
A half portion wouldn't even fill a hole in my tooth. A half portion.
No, I'd go for it. Sometimes the portions are over the top.
No, that's only getting me going. That's only tickling my fancy, a half portion.
Yeah, no, I go for a half portion every now and again.
Do you?
Yeah.
A man of your stature and size and obesity.
Obesity?
Obesity. One would assume...
Yeah.
Adrian, if I can call you Adrian.
Well, why would you not call me Adrian?
I don't know. One would assume that you would be a full portion man.
No.
I'm very taken back.
Aback is the word, actually.
Taken aback. No, you're taken back.
No.
Taken aback.
Yeah.
Doesn't make sense.
You're taken aback.
I'm very taken back by the fact that you're a half portion man.
Sometimes the lads, when they're slopping the food on, yeah, they put too much
on. Where are you talking about now? What venue?
Lots of places. Well, no point naming names.
What?
But the Yacht is an example. Yeah.
Yeah.
Their Carvery can be a bit too much food.
Now, Jess says a home cooked Sunday roast is way better than a Carvery. Fuck off, I would say to you. And I would tell you.
Why have you never have a cooked a home roast?
If we turned our cooker on a Sunday, the cook would go, what the fuck are you doing? Leave me alone, it's a Sunday.
You've never cooked a Sunday roast?
We did it once when we moved into our palatial house. We did it
you
once.
You live in a dog box?
So we did it once when we moved into a dog box. Yeah. And the mess and the cleanup afterwards. Nah, down the road to our local pub does a lovely Carvery.
Which one is that?
I can't say people know where I live.
Sure, I'll tell people where you live.
You won't tell anybody.
You certainly will.
That place, down in the village.
In the village?
In the village. Here.
The village?
Award-winning.
Oh, yeah, that'll do, yeah.
I can't say where it is. It's not that too near my house.
It's miles away.
Yeah, it is actually miles away, yeah. The Sandyford House.
It's lovely, yeah.
Beautiful place for Carvery. But half portions are for women with no teeth. Sorry. Half portions of Carvery.
I have a half portion.
I think
portion.
Of my mother.
Not always.
When I think of him, I think of my mother when... And there's something I've learned about you.
Why is your mother no teeth? I didn't know that.
She's all her own teeth. Thank you.
Why did you say she's for old women with
generally
no teeth?
A half portion. I could be a little slice of lamb because my teeth aren't what they used to be. That's because you don't fucking have any, love. My point is...
Jessica says, the Brock Inn did a lovely dinner. The Brock Inn still does a lovely dinner, Jess.
Where is that?
It's on the North Road.
The North
Road? Between Finglas and Ashburn. And the Brock top food.
We need to do a full podcast, guys, on just where does the best Carvery, because they're hit and miss.
Now, I can tell you the Carvery here at the Oasis Bar and Grill.
Well, you're going to have to say that's nice.
It's top notch.
Or they'll put our rent up.
Yeah, they will. It's top drawer. It really is.
Top drawer?
Yeah, top drawer, yeah. And I like the Kettles Country House Hotel. Lovely, lovely Carvery.
Where's that? Yeah.
That's near Swords. Lovely.
You eat out a lot.
What?
You eat out a lot.
Well, so do you. You just admitted you've never cooked a Sunday dinner.
I couldn't be arsed. I can't think of anything worse than getting up at 8 o'clock to put the chicken in so that it's ready for dinner time. Fuck that shit. No. And then...
But you've obviously never cooked a chicken. It doesn't take that long.
Oh, doesn't it? How long does it take to cook a chicken?
2 hours max.
Oh.
Yeah.
Gee, 2 hours?
Yeah.
But what do you do for the 2 hours, the intervening period?
You put it on, then you go and play your PlayStation or...
No, my problem, and I had this when I was a chef, as you know, as a chef, guys, in a previous life, I was actually Gordon Ramsay's right-hand man.
So why don't you cook a Sunday dinner?
I always had a problem with timings, that you're timing, that the potatoes are ready, because everything takes a different length. I like cooking things that all start at the same time and finish at the same time, yeah? Do you get me?
So beans on toast. You put the beans in the microwave, you put the toast in the toaster.
No, the toast goes quicker than the beans, so you have to time that as well. I hate timings. So when you're doing a roast dinner, yeah? How long do the carrots take? Who fucking knows? How long does the chicken take? Who knows? And you're trying to time everything so that the roast... No. What I either do is go to my ma's, yeah?
Oh, it's okay for her to cook Sunday dinner?
Oh, absolutely. Actually, she's a slave for me. I'll go to my ma's, yeah?
Yeah.
Or if I want a kind of not as nice dinner, I'll go to the ma-in-laws. My mother's about
it. Did you actually say that out loud?
No. What?
That your mother-in-law's dinners aren't as nice?
I know, my mother's dinner, Sunday roast would be nicer than my mother-in-law's. Now, the thing about my mother-in-law, she does a two-joint Sunday roast. It's very impressive.
Oh, like lamb and beef?
Yeah, she wouldn't do that. They don't go together. Lamb and beef don't go together.
What, so she'd do... Beef and chicken?
She'd do beef and chicken, so you'd have two joints. Have you ever had two joints?
No, I've never had any joints. I did when I was a young fella.
What, you stopped eating them now?
Well, apparently, according to rumours online...
What rumours?
Rumours online.
What rumours are online? Oh, yeah, I saw that thread on Reddit, yeah.
Schnockta.
Yeah, Adrian Kennedy, allegedly, I have to say allegedly...
Yeah, no, you do.
Bangs schnockta up his nose.
That's what he said.
Now, I have to be honest with you guys. Let's quash this... Squash or quash?
Quash.
Let's quash this rumour once and for all. This rumour was started by a far-right... an agitator?
Yeah, he does agitate me, all right.
A far-right agitator by the name of James, no, that's not his name. What's his name?
Graham.
Graham J. Carey is his name, and a lovely man by all accounts, misunderstood, speaks the truth.
Yeah, yeah, speaks absolutely, the truth. Yeah, so he says.
Says what the majority think, but he released a video last year claiming that
over 3 years ago.
Well, that was at the height of your coke habit, so that would make that would make sense why he came out then. Anyway, in said video, this man, Graham J. Carey, screamed down a video saying... And I may get this quote wrong, so I'm not quoting you. Don't sue me, Graham. But it more or less said, and as for Adrian Kennedy, he blows the snot out of his nose. Like, that man is a coke addict. He's a fucking coke addict.
That's what he said, yeah.
That's what he says.
That's literally what he said.
Can I tell you one thing? I know Adrian Kennedy 30 years.
Yeah.
Which is a bit weird that he was hanging around me when I was 10. That should be probably investigated.
Hang on, listen. Here we go. Just for the laugh.
Kennedy should be doing this to you now. He should be on his social media telling news about the dangers of the jab.
The dangers of the jab.
Why isn't he doing that?
I don't know.
Why isn't he doing it?
Too busy banging coke.
Why isn't Jeremy Dixon doing it? Why isn't all the heads in RTE not telling you the truth?
Now, wait, you hear
they're all getting books for not telling you.
Oh, all getting books. They're still waiting for this money, by the way.
Paid big pharma to kill people.
Yeah.
Is what I'm getting.
Okay, come on.
Imagine that was how you earned a living.
Get on to the coke.
As he lights up a cigarette.
Spending that money.
Get onto the coke.
Eating with that money. Going on holidays with that money.
Yep.
Buying your shopping with that money. Drinking
now,
with that
money. Now, here we go, here we go, here we go.
In Adrian's case, whacking the fucking schnocked up his nose with that money. Because yep. Adrian Kennedy is a cokehead.
Oh. Yep.
I'm not one for fucking telling tales.
But you are.
Is a fucking cocaine addict.
Oh, now he says addict. Okay.
He's very good at hiding it. Oh, they don't do that. Well, what was Jerry Ryan into?
Cocaine. That is.
Nobody thought of him.
Yeah, Jerry Ryan was into cocaine. That is well established.
And Jerry is passed away anyway, so you can't libel the dead.
Yeah. But you've only met Jerry once.
No, I met him a couple of times.
Okay. But anyway, I tell you, I know Adrian 30 years. I said he started hanging around me when I was 10.
Here, that's about as outrageous as what Graham Carey just said there. Can
to,
I just say?
He used to bring me bowling just to Lord and stuff like that.
This is not true.
I remember the day you brought me for an Eddie Rockets. That was a lovely day we had together, Aidan. Thanks so much for that day. So Adrian groomed me. And the one thing I can tell you about Adrian Kennedy.
Do you remember I said on our podcast earlier in the week, one of my regrets is that I didn't... That I didn't sue Graham Carey.
Last week.
Whenever it was, yeah. I didn't sue Graham Carey.
I told you to sue him.
Well, now I'm going to sue you.
Well, you can't get water from a rock.
I'm going to sue you.
What are you going to sue me for?
For saying I was hanging around with you when you were 10.
But we both own the same company. You'd be literally suing me for your own money.
No, I'd sue you privately.
Oh, private sue?
Yeah.
Oh, I like the idea of a private sue. Okay, that part may not be true, but the one thing I can tell you about Adrian Kennedy, and he's quite a despicable character. He doesn't have many decent traits about him. Don't mind, there's a compliment coming in.
Oh, good man, yeah, I hope so.
He doesn't have many decent traits about him. He's not a very nice human being.
Says who?
They're all saying it. Everybody's saying it.
I think
they're all saying it. But the one thing I can tell you about Adrian Kennedy is he has never taken cocaine.
Correct.
Or I'm saying shush. Yeah. And he does not have a cocaine habit. He has never touched the schnockta.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason I know that is because he Adrian makes a reliable wage.
Reliable.
It's not huge. It's not huge.
No.
But it's an honest man's wage.
That's it.
There's no way Adrian Kennedy could afford a coke habit.
No.
With the size of that shrone. The amount of cocaine you'd have to put up that nose.
I thought you were going to say something nice.
I am saying the nice. The size of those nostrils.
But what? How is this nice?
It is nice. Wait for it. The size of those nostrils.
Yeah.
You'd be banging Pablo Escobar off your nose, literally. There's no way any amount of money could provide enough schnockta for that nose. So there. Put that in your pipe and smoke it. James J. Carey or whatever your name is. What's his name?
Graham J.
Fred Mary, what's his name?
Something, I don't know.
Anyway, no schnockta here. Thank you very much. Although, we had an embarrassing situation in the hotel, just tell us briefly, a couple of years ago when our second born was born. And we were away in a very well-known hotel in Wexford.
In Poits, yeah.
It's not the only hotel in Wexford.
I know.
That's okay to name the hotel. It wasn't bad. Anyway, we were staying for 2 nights because it's always cheaper to stay for 2 nights.
Is it?
Oh, it is. Yeah, they actually, hotels punish you for staying for 1 night.
Do they?
Oh, they do, yeah.
Who knew that?
Everybody. There's been many a time you've checked in for just a couple of hours.
Go on anyway, will you?
Anyway, we were feeding Alex, our second born, on formula milk at the time. So we had powder, yeah?
No breastfeeding.
Excuse me? Say that to her face and see how long you last. Hey, you get more than schnocked or banged up your nose.
Go on anyway, yeah. But so your child wasn't being breastfed, yeah, go on.
You're all brave behind the microphone.
I can
you?
Be a prick when I'm...
You're all brave behind the microphone, big schnocked the head on you. Anyway, I left some of the powder, the milk powder, the Malupa,
yeah,
on the side of the counter beside my bed in a straight line.
Ooh.
And I said to my wife before we went out for the day, I said, Jesus, you better clean that because it looks like we have the kids in the room and we're doing cocaine. And we went out, and obviously when you leave, White's a great service in that hotel.
Great hotel.
They obviously clean the room when you come in. They do the turn down with the pillows and all that. But when we arrived back to the room 4 hours later, the line of powder was still there.
Ooh.
But the rest of the room was cleaned. So there is a chambermaid, is that what you call them?
Yep.
There's a chambermaid working in White's Hotel now that thinks that Jeremy Dixon, because my name would have been on the key card, thinks that Jeremy Dixon does coke in bedrooms with my kids present.
Except she wouldn't have a fucking clue who Jeremy Dixon is, so you're grand.
It's actually true. I'm not even known outside my own road.
No, you're not.
Literally, you go outside my road. Thank you. Thanks a lot, Adrian.
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon.
This episode of Opinions Matter is supported by Shopify.
Every great podcast or business starts with an idea, but the what ifs usually follow right behind. You start questioning if you can actually build a site or if you can handle the marketing and the logistics on your own. That feeling of being overwhelmed is just part of the process. You need a platform that makes the impossible feel very doable, and that platform is Shopify.
Shopify is the commerce platform behind millions of businesses around the world, helping turn big ideas into real-life brands. If you're worried about design, Shopify is ready-to-go templates make it easy to build a beautiful online store. If you need a hand, their AI tools can help write product descriptions, enhance images, and even generate discounts.
And if people haven't heard about your brand yet, Shopify makes it simple to run email and social campaigns to reach new customers. Plus, their award-winning 24/7 support is always there if you get stuck. So stop asking what if and start asking why not.
So turn those dreams into and give them the best shot at success with Shopify. Sign up for your €1 per month trial at shopify.ie. That's shopify.ie, and see what you can build with Shopify by your side. Here's a question you didn't think you were going to be asked today, and I'll ask everybody listening to this. Have you ever stuck your nozzle in the wrong hole?
I don't have a nozzle.
Oh, you would have a nozzle.
Do
yes.
I have a nozzle?
Yeah, you would have a nozzle.
Oh, I know what you did. Let me guess.
No, it's not. I'm not talking about me. I'm talking about someone I just witnessed.
Did they put the something in the AdBlue tank?
Yeah.
I only did my own AdBlue for the first time.
So what are you talking about?
My car wouldn't work anymore because I didn't top up AdBlue.
What? What's that?
Do you not have AdBlue?
No, I don't know what AdBlue is.
So I did it myself for the first... See, last time I did it, I got a guy to fill it in the garage. But then I did it for myself the other day. For my very first time ever, and I got it right. I actually put AdBlue in the AdBlue tank. There's a little nozzle.
I don't know what AdBlue is. Okay.
That's a testament to the kind of car you drive. Sorry, you're scum.
So, about a half an hour ago, 45 minutes ago, I was getting petrol in the petrol station, and there was a car there that was being towed away. And I overheard the conversation, and it was because the woman, the driver of the car, had put diesel into a petrol car.
I did that before.
Is that possible to do?
I did it before. Now, I only did it for about... It's only because I'd been driving a hire car because my own car was in
getting fixed. Let me stop you there.
So when I got my own diesel car back, I wasn't thinking.
Let me stop you there. I like shutting you down, so let me just stop you there.
Okay.
I was of the understanding that the nozzle for diesel and petrol are different sizes, so you can't be done.
No, they're exactly the same size.
I was able to put petrol...
This is about 3 years ago. I was able... Now, I only put about €6, €7 into it, so I was just filled it with... Then I got advice. I rang my dad for advice. My dad was like, fill the diesel right up to the top so it might clean out the petrol. And it was fine. It was absolutely fine, but I did. I made that mistake. I am that soldier. Yep.
So, the nozzles are not different sizes?
No.
Oh, Darren is saying it's very common. I thought...
Yeah. No, I did it. I am that soldier. Why would I lie?
A diesel nozzle is thicker than a petrol
nozzle.
Maybe
in some garages, but the one I did, no.
So how tight was it when you put the nozzle in? can you have an adult conversation?
But that's such a... What is wrong with you? It's such a stupid question.
No, when you put the nozzle in, yeah?
Yeah.
Was there a lot of rocking side to side? Like, was there a lot of...
It just fit perfectly. It was very firm and stiff.
Was it not like banging off the sides and stuff?
No.
Like that? And was there not like air pockets and stuff like
that? No.
Are you sure?
Yes. So I just put... It was only about €6 or €7 I put in, and I was terrified the whole way home. I was like, oh God. But no, it was actually grand. But I'd say, had I not have figured it out pretty quickly, I'd say I would have been...
So this woman who I just saw about 45 minutes ago, that was an easy mistake to make.
Yes, apparently. I've done it.
And how much is it, I wonder, to get it fixed? How can you be so stupid?
Oh, well, it's not about being stupid. It's if you borrow a car and you're used to putting in diesel, your hand just, like, muscle memory is going for... What are you, petrol or diesel?
I'm diesel, so my handle is always black.
Yeah. So my hand always goes for the hand. So I put diesel. I put petrol in a diesel tank because I'd been driving a hire car and it'd been petrol. So I'd been going for the green and I just literally went for the green because that's what I'd been doing.
Always think black because I'm a lefty, so I'm always pro-black. Mm. You know what I mean? Always go black.
Yeah.
No, what you do?
You got in trouble for that before.
Got in trouble for what?
For being pro-black. Do you remember?
I'm pro-everything.
Do you remember we were pro... You said something about pro-black. No, you didn't. You questioned pro-black.
Oh, stop. Don't be dragging up... I was giving out about George Floyd.
Yeah. What was he you were giving out about?
I didn't support the Black Lives Matter campaign.
Yeah.
Because George Floyd was a criminal. That's all.
To take down your post.
Yeah, and let's just say, guys,
oh, there were wigs on the green.
Literally wigs. I was a bit more right than I am now.
Yeah, no, what happened? Not, you've done a complete 360. No, like, you used to be somewhat.
Why are we talking about George Floyd? The man is dead. Don't be speaking ill of the dead. Anyway.
You're the one who said he's a criminal.
Now, Darren is back on here.
Yeah.
And he says that a bit of petrol... just before I read out Darren's message, this is not... I'm not giving advice on this. But he's saying a bit of petrol into diesel does no harm. I don't believe that.
I would trust his opinion because he warned me about the AdBlue long, long, long time ago and I didn't listen.
He also warned you not to go on Tinder, but...
He never warned me not to go on Tinder.
Yeah, remember when you... Are you on it?
No.
Oh, you on... No. Were you ever on it?
No.
Buzz. What's it called?
What?
Plenty of Bees. What's it called? I don't know. What app do you...
Bumble. I'm not on Bumble.
What's it called? Plenty of Bees.
No, I had a look. I had a look on Tinder. I did have a look. But I just... You know what? I just am not arsed.
Is that an option on Tinder that you're not arsed?
No.
You should probably have that.
But I was getting no swipes, so that didn't help. Yeah, I was there for a week. Sorry. I was like, nobody's liking me.
That's you say. You're into arse.
What? Is that what I say?
That's what you have to say. Now, when are you on any dating apps?
No. I'm focusing on my work and on my children.
How's that going to work out for you?
I have peace.
No, but you need sexual gratification every now and then.
I'm happy. I am so happy in myself.
Okay, so...
I have peace and quiet, and that's all I need.
A mate of mine, Owen,
right,
who you don't know, is recently single, but single about 6 months. Okay. And he...
You're going to set me up? Is he hot?
Well, we used to ask this question in 2 minutes when I tell you about Owen.
I don't need... I need to be
now,
me.
Owen would be a bit vain.
Okay.
Shallow.
Okay.
Shallow Owen, yeah, we call him.
Okay. Are you about to say I'm shallow?
No. And Owen is on that app, Plenty of Bees. What's it?
But you're thinking of Plenty of Fish and Bumble.
No, not thinking of Plenty.
And Bumble.
Okay, what's it called?
Bumble. Plenty of Bees.
So what's the app called?
Bumble.
No, it's not that then.
Darren said Hinge. I've never heard of that one.
Sorry, that's the one he's on. He's on Hinge.
What's the difference?
I don't know. I'm not on them. Anyway, so he matched someone. I don't know the terminology. Okay, he matched someone a couple of weeks ago,
mm-hmm,
and went out on a date with her,
mm-hmm,
and brought her to Alfie's. Remember, we used to go to Alfie's?
Oh, yeah.
Not on a date, though. We did go on a date.
We had the best dates.
No, aww. No, it was a luncheon. It was a work luncheon.
It was not a work luncheon for me. It will always be my date with Jeremy Dixon.
No, it wasn't. There was absolutely no romance there.
No.
There was no sexual tension.
It's like eating with somebody I have to take care of.
Yes. Well, was that the day I dribbled?
The elderly man.
Was that the day I dribbled on your dinner?
Anyway, sorry, what about your friend?
He brought her to... So he matched her on,
okay,
on Hinge.
Yeah.
Okay? And they went for a date and they went to Alfie's,
mm-hmm,
for two of the price of one cocktails or something like,
okay,
that. Okay. And when she arrived for the date,
mm-hmm,
I have to be very careful how I say this, she wasn't what was portrayed on the photographs.
Oh.
So he showed me the photographs that he matched on Hinge.
Okay.
Oh, God, I have to be delicate.
Oh, was she a bowler?
I know, feck it, I'm not delicate.
Was she a bowler?
Let's just say all her photographs on Hinge were from the neck up.
Okay.
Very, stop laughing.
Okay, how big are we talking?
Who mentioned the word big?
You were talking about big, Jeremy. Let's just
you
put...
You brought the word
you,
big.
No, you, from you, the neck down, you were talking about size, obviously.
Never mentioned that.
Okay, was she missing an arm or a leg? Was she missing an arm or a leg?
That's funny. What?
I'm asking a question. If you're not talking about her weight, would she
be able to swipe if she was missing an arm? Would she swipe at her
maybe
toe?
Maybe she could do a Christy Brown.
Oh, God. I can't say, but I'm just saying from the neck up was better than from the neck down. That's all
I'm
saying.
Did she have tiny boobs? Oh, no, I know. Now I'm invested in this story.
She was a larger woman.
Okay.
Okay, now that's not me saying that. Oh, it is me saying that. And...
This is a great topic for another day, by the way.
No, it's not.
It is.
I can't go into details.
Mm.
So... From her Hinge pictures,
mm-hmm,
he was like, because he likes slim women. That's okay.
No, that's all right. It's a preference. Yeah.
I like women with hairy armpits.
Do you?
Oh, yeah. It's a preference.
Ew.
Yeah, it's a preference.
Ew, gross.
So his preference is because he's into the gym.
Yeah.
In fact, he's a
woman who looks after herself.
He's a personal trainer.
Yeah.
Okay. And from the neck up, she was slim, but from the neck down, slim shady, if you know what I mean. But he arrived... On the date.
She might have been a lovely person.
Oh, she was.
Mm-hmm.
But he can't get around it. Literally, she's so big he can't get around. No, like, no, stop, Jeremy, stop it.
Did he get on well with her?
Yeah, but he's so shallow that...
That's unfortunate, yeah, though, because there could have been a real click.
I agree.
That is
unfortunate. Thank you. Thank you. I agree.
But I would have to be attracted to someone physically before.
No, but he was
couldn't.
So basically what he said is from the neck up, 9. From the neck down, 4. So can you work around the 4? Could you work around the 4?
Well...
He had to be honest with her. But his point was false advertising. Yeah? You know, if you went up to McDonald's, you know, to be looking at the pictures of all the food on the wall, and it shows a Big Mac and there's 2 buns in it, and then you get the Big Mac and it's only 1 bun.
Yeah, but what do you want her to do? Like, put a full body with all of her measurements on it?
No, I cannot comment because I'm not on, and I'm not an oil painting.
Mm.
Okay.
Mm.
Sorry?
Oh, sorry.
No, I'm not an oil painting. Okay. No, that's fair enough. But if I was on Hinge or Plenty of Knees or... Plenty of geese. What does I tell her? If I was on it, I would put the whole lot up.
But it's
apart from my feet, I don't have nice feet.
But how?
I just think she.
Do you do that? Unless you're in a group photo, obviously.
No, your photograph should be from top to toe.
Want a nude picture?
No,
but measurements.
All I'm saying is, what he ordered didn't
arrive.
What
he got. So what did he do?
Oh, they had the meal, and. Again, you're right. She was a nice girl and he said they got on really well, but he can't get over. It's like some people don't like men with blonde hair. You often said that you couldn't date me because, well, you said because.
Well, no, there's a myriad of reasons.
No, but you said the main reason you couldn't date me is because I'm so attractive.
I'd be forever feeling inferior.
Yeah, literally, women, you'd be on a night out with me and women would be like, oh, you're the luckiest woman ever. Oh my God, how did you bag him? And let's be honest, I'm a 9 and you're a 4.
Mm.
9s don't go out with 4s.
Dude, would you not?
No, I wouldn't go out with a 4.
Really?
No. I'm sorry, I couldn't drop to a 4.
Well, that's actually, I'm pleasantly surprised you're giving me 4, so thank you.
Oh, sorry, 2 then. 2, I mean.
Oh.
But what do you think of Owen? It's okay to name him, by the way. He doesn't.
It's a tough one. It's a tough one.
There's fucking shots fired in the comments there. Robert Mitten, yeah? As in the gloves. His name is Mitten, as in the gloves. Said, I'm no oil painting. Truer words have never been spoke. What a prick.
But you said them yourself.
I know, but I'm allowed to say it about myself. Nobody else is allowed to say. So do you think he should have given her another...
It depends how... Big, we're talking.
Big.
Curves can be, I think curves can be overlooked, but if you're
I like curves. I don't like no curves.
You know?
I like curves. I'm a big fan of curves.
Yeah.
Yeah, but these curves were like the Walking Sound roundabout. Have you ever been on the Walking Sound roundabout?
I have been on the Walking
Sound roundabout. There's no way you were able to go
it was a horrible experience.
No, I'm sorry.
I actually pulled into a shop. Do you know the church? Do you know where the church is on the
There's no church at the Walking Sound roundabout, so you're obviously not even
I'm thinking of something else then.
Oh, sweet Jesus.
Are you sure there is a church on the Walking Sound roundabout? I'm almost
literally
certain.
Literally in the middle of the Walking Sound roundabout?
On one of the exits. No. I think there's a church. You're wrong. You're wrong.
Okay, I know.
You're wrong.
Okay, shut up. On the Walking Sound roundabout, yes, there is a pub. Called the Cherry or something like that. There is a Hillbillies. You know Hillbillies?
No.
The chicken restaurant?
No.
Chicken fast food? No. Okay. And that's all there is. And there's a sensor.
No, I think you're wrong.
And were you able to get your way around the roundabout?
Oh, well, if it was the same roundabout I'm talking about, pulled over and was crying.
Why were you crying?
Oh, man.
Why were you crying?
Because the stress of it. Have you ever come off a roundabout with more than 3 exits? I can't navigate that shit.
We have indicators though.
Which lane do you go in? Do you go in the outside lane? Do you go in the inside lane? Where do you go?
And what, did you pull the car over and just start crying?
No, it came out the roundabout and I had to like pull over. It was the Walking Sound roundabout. Now I was very young.
There's no church at the Walking Sound.
Maybe there was at the time and it was
no
knocked
church.
Down.
Can I just tell you something and I'll finish up on this about how bad of a driver Katie is. Katie, I once gave her a loan of my car. We were recording an ad, weren't we? Katie was in a TV ad by that. Remember, driving the car.
Oh my God, yes, I was in a TV ad. This is when I burnt out your clutch.
Yeah. So I said to Katie, let's do the ad and let's do it in my car because Katie's car is disgusting. It's like sanitary products.
Well,
all
actually,
over the
no, my car is, you could eat your dinner off my car.
No, it's manky.
Your wife could give birth in my car right now,
She's not pregnant.
No, but if she wanted to.
Anyway, I gave Katie a loan of my car to record the ad in and the cameraman was in the back of the car recording it. And Katie went off in my car driving down the road. Next thing I could see smoke coming out of the car.
That's true.
Literally smoke coming out of the car.
Smell. Has anybody ever smelled a burnt box?
Who hasn't? Who hasn't?
The smell of your box, and I'm not even saying that sarcastic.
Anyway, she's driving down the road, and the smoke billowing. Is that the word billowing?
Bellowing.
Bellowing? Billowing? Bellowing.
I don't know.
Anyway, bellowing out of the car. And then 5 minutes later, she comes back up the road. There's more smoke billowing out of the car. And she pulls over and she says, Jeremy, your car is shite. The engine on it doesn't even go fast. Like, what engine is in this car? I was literally putting the boot down and it wouldn't even move.
Your son was there.
Yeah, my son
was. He was only about six at the time.
Yeah, I'd never let him in the car with you again. That child wouldn't get into a car for 6 months afterwards. We had to go bring him to a psychologist.
We literally
had to bring him to a psychologist. Anyway, it turned out that Katie had been driving the car up and down the road with the handbrake on. I just thought the car was slow.
Opinions matter. Opinions matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon.
Something that I did yesterday, late afternoon. Oh my God, just even thinking about it.
Oh.
And I don't even know why I'm sharing it with you guys, but I don't know if anybody has ever. Have you ever done what I did?
No.
Oh my God.
No. Although it could be said that it could easily happen. You just have to be, it has to be the perfect storm. You have to be in the right place, in the right situation with the right person.
Well, I was in the wrong place at the wrong time with the wrong person.
Well, yeah, you could literally say that, yeah.
So anyway, guys, I was getting the Lewis, the green line, because I wouldn't get the red line. Oh, God.
Why, what's wrong with the red? Is that where all the skanks and scumbags are?
Well, you said that. Your words.
Well, I don't know. You're
rewind the podcast. It was Katie.
I don't know what the red line is.
I'm just saying out of the two lines, I'm on the green. I live on the green line.
Okay.
Be the nicer line.
That's South Dublin.
South Dublin, yeah.
It probably runs through Tala.
No, that's the red line. So the green line.
I'm only joking, by the way. I have no problem with that.
The green line runs through all the nice areas like Ballyhogan.
Yeah, okay.
Lovely area.
Okay.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Rathgar.
Rathgar.
No, not Rathgar. Ranla.
Ranla's lovely.
Yes, yeah, Stillorgan.
Beautiful.
Stillorgan. Dundrum.
Dundrum.
Anyway, the green line is nicer. The red line.
Well, so where does the red line go? Is that the one that's always on fire and has to like be...
No, it's not. That's during the riots. It goes from the tree arena all the way to Tala. Anyway, I was on the green line yesterday, guys, getting it down to Dundrum. I had to go to Lifestyle Sports to pick up something that I'd ordered. Anyway, I decided to bring one of my kids with me, one of the girls with me. And I was on the loose and it was very, very, very busy. Now, I was raised properly. I know you were dragged up.
I was dragged up.
Literally,
I have no manners.
How many times did you get your stomach
I never had
pumped?
My stomach pumped. Never.
Oh, something pumped. What was pumped?
Know something? I don't know.
What did you get pumped? You got something pumped.
No.
Do you have to get a camera up your Japs eye or something like that?
Are you talking about colonoscopy and endoscopy?
That thing, yeah.
I had a camera down my belly.
So I'm on the Lewis and it's quite busy and I have my daughter with me. And I was raised properly to always give up a seat to someone who is in need. Like, I'd give up a seat to you if you were on the Lewis. Because why? Obvious reasons. Just obvious reasons.
Because you think the reasons that you told me before the show.
Yeah.
Because I look like I have something wrong with me. You horrible, horrible, horrible
odious,
man.
Odious.
No, I'm not putting odious because it warrants another horrible. Yeah.
Lewis was really busy and I was sitting down and my daughter was sitting down and there's a woman standing beside us who was pregnant. And I was always brought up. I was always raised to give up your seat to somebody who is pregnant or an elderly person.
Yes.
So straight away, it kicked in, yeah? And I got up off the seat.
Yeah. I wish I was there.
No, you don't wish you were there.
I do.
And I said, you take this seat. And she was very, very nice about it. She was very insistent. She said, no. You were sitting there first. You sit down. It's your seat. It's your seat. You sit down. I said, no, I insist. You sit down because I was always brought up to give a seat to somebody who's in need. So she said, oh, thanks very much. Thanks very much. So she sat down in the seat on the loose beside my daughter and I'm standing up and she's having conversation with me. She's making conversation. She says, my God, thanks so much. There's not many people give up the seats like that. And I said, well, I've been there. My wife was pregnant. What are you laughing at?
Just picture it.
But I haven't even said it yet.
But everybody knows what the punchline is coming.
So I said to her, I've been there. My wife was pregnant three times and she, not at the same time, by the way, it was three separate times. And she had to travel on the Lewis all the time and nobody would give up a seat to her. So I know what it's like. So it's no big deal. And she says, well, that's lovely that your wife was pregnant three times, but I'm not pregnant. I literally... Now, normally, guys, and this was not being me being nasty, okay?
No, it
was
not me being... You actually tried to do it with a good heart.
I had a good heart, and a good heart these days is...
Hard to find.
It's hard to find.
Yeah.
So please be gentle.
With this heart of mine.
This heart of mine. I do have a good heart. Below all that prickiness...
Do you know what? I say that to people.
Oh, what do you say? What do you say?
One of the biggest things, if do you know what I've noticed? I've started getting noticed on the podcast, which is kind of cool. Yeah. But the main thing I always get asked is, what is Jeremy like?
In real life.
And I'm like, and you know, people often say to me, God, even people I know would know quite well, because how do you work with that Jeremy fella? He's an awful prick.
Oh, give me names and addresses, please. Thank you.
Oh, I write them all down. Okay, people you know, actually.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, well, yeah, people.
Anto?
No, not Anto. But other people. And God, that Jeremy fella's an awful prick, an awful prick.
Yeah, if you don't give me names, it didn't happen.
Oh, no, I'll give you names after the show. I'll give you plenty. And I'll give you a list. Yeah. But
deep down, I'm actually a nice guy.
And I actually say, well, Adrian actually is the one that would be a bit harder to... I love Adrian to bits. Myself and Adrian get on well, but it takes a lot longer for Adrian to warm to somebody than it would for you
to. Yeah, he's a bit socially awkward.
No, he's not socially awkward. Adrian just is a bit more kind of sticks to himself.
He doesn't have a heart.
More professional. He does have a heart. Adrian, myself and Adrian are Bezos.
So, anyway...
But anyway, I say to people when they're ripping the piss out of you, I say, or when they're saying you're prick, I'm like, he's actually genuinely face to face. He's actually a really nice guy.
I just have opinions. Like everybody has opinions.
You're actually not a prick. Yeah. You definitely come across worse on the podcast than you are.
I did fat shame a woman on the loose, so that kind of makes me a prick. So anyway, she turns around and she says to me, I'm not pregnant, and I just didn't know where to look. And the problem was, I wanted to get off the Lewis, but I wasn't at the stop yet.
Oh,
I was only at Stillorgan. So there's another four stops to go. And it was the most awkward thing.
Is
it an easy thing to do? I thought I knew the difference between... And by the way, I'm not saying she's fat, but she had a pouch.
Maybe she had... Maybe she just had a baby. Although she would have just said... Because I think if someone just had a baby, they'd say nothing. Because obviously after you have a baby, you still have a bit of a belly.
Yeah. No, she... It was a round belly.
Oh, really?
Now, we know someone that has one of those bellies. Remember, she used to leave wet marks on the sea. Oh, God, we're shaming too many people.
Oh, who was staring at things ass when she was bent over?
No, that...
Oh!
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. She has a pregnancy
pouch.
Remember,
she used to have...
Okay, let's not identify the person. But this woman genuinely, it didn't... Okay, here was the thing. She wasn't fat in any other parts of her body apart from...
So it looked like a bump.
So it looked like a pregnancy... So... What do you do?
You say no. I always think it's best to err on the side of caution. Say nothing. I wouldn't even ask. Like, even if I saw somebody who I was quite certain was pregnant, I still wouldn't say, oh, when are you due? Congratulations.
Now, do you ever have random people in public transport?
Offer me seats?
No.
I don't go on public transport.
No, do you ever have people trying to rub your bump?
No, they used to when I was pregnant.
Yes, that's what I'm talking about. You're not pregnant at the moment, are you?
No more babies for me. This womb is closed. There's no room in the womb.
Okay. So, there's lots of room in the womb. But when you were pregnant, did you ever have someone trying to touch your bump?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, it was mostly older women, so I don't mind.
And what would they say to you?
Oh, look at your bump. Congratulations, ready at you. Which I didn't mind. It's fine. It's older women.
Yeah.
Or attractive younger men, but that didn't happen, so I would have made allowances.
Okay, Selena says, you should never comment on a woman being pregnant, even if you actually witness her giving birth.
Seems extreme.
That's bollocks.
That seems very extreme.
Oh, yeah, red flag there.
Yeah,
of course you can comment on a woman being pregnant, yeah?
Oh, do you know what happened one day to me? And I don't know if I'm being over the top, but maybe it was pregnancy hormones or something, but my eldest, Tyke, was about 2 weeks old, and I was out in where I live in the local village, and I was walking around with him in the pram.
The local village? You make it you live in the back of the earth or nowhere.
Well, in my village.
Yeah.
And
with the gnome, where the gnome lives.
Where the gnome lives, yeah.
She has a neighbour that looks like a gnome.
Yeah.
Garden gnome, yeah.
Where's that gnome gone? That person doesn't contact the show anymore.
No, he doesn't have to.
Anyway, I was pushing the pram, and I'd say mothers might get this maybe more than fathers, but this man walked out of the pub, the local pub. I was walking by, the baby. He put his hands in on my baby's face.
Oh no.
I went fucking, I started bawling crying. I don't know if it was my hormones or whatever.
You just
I was hysterical. I was like, don't touch my fucking baby.
Did you curse?
Oh, I went mental. He was after coming out of the pub, his hands all after me having grubby. A smoke. Yeah, I was like, don't touch my fucking baby. He was half pissed as well. Like, I was in floods of tears, and I'm not somebody who cries easily.
You literally are. You literally, when you get pulled over by the guards for speeding.
No, I put that on.
What?
I put that on.
Oh, that's fake tears. Yeah, by the way, Katie.
Oh, did I ever tell you about the time I was stopped on Pierce Street by a guard?
You haven't got time.
I was speeding. Hang on, I was pregnant at the time, and I said to the guard, I was like, oh, sorry, I'm so sorry. I'm going to wet myself. I'm pregnant. I'm heavily pregnant. He escorted me the whole way back to the guard station to go to the toilet. I didn't even need to. I had to walk in and pretend to pee.
Really?
Yeah, but I got off a ticket.
But Katie is very good. Katie can actually turn on tears straight. Watch this.
No, I'm not going to turn on tears.
Go on.
I'm not going to turn on tears.
Just turn them on really quick. Go on.
No.
Okay, just.
I can't turn them on. I can't now that you're watching me, but I can do it. But I don't want it.
You're not very attractive when you're teary.
No. Not very attractive at all.
No, but you're not a very attractive anyway, but when you're teary, thanks. You're
completely. Just you've never seen me cry.
Mascara.
You've never seen me cry.
Have I not?
No.
What do you see?
You've seen somebody else cry a lot, remember?
What the hell is that? Someone used to tiptoe across?
Yeah, tapping the keyboard. Loud noises on the keyboard.
Oh yeah, she was always crying. Anyway, let that be a lesson to you guys. If you see a woman who is who's got a pouch, yeah? Now somebody's saying she may have had a hernia. Jeez, a hernia shamed her. Jesus Christ. No, this is
she could have had a hernia.
No, she was just fat, I think.
Well, not if it was just her belly.
It was just her belly, literally.
If it was just her belly, then I would...
I can even see kicking going on in it. Can fast kick?
I don't think so.
I don't know. Okay.
But I think it's best to, in future, just not give up your seat or just mind your own business.
MYOB.
Do you ever get people giving up... Here's a better question. Why are you getting the Lewis? Why?
It's too much hassle driving the car.
I hate with a passion. I despise public transport.
Which is surprising because they have special seats just for you. Like, on public transport. They literally have assigned special seats. Like, do you remember when you went to a show in the Borgosh Theatre and they gave you... They literally gave you.
They didn't give me a special seat. It looked like a special seat.
They gave you your own little seat in your own little section.
Opinions matter. Opinions matter with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon.
I want to share this with you guys and see what you think. Sue, my wife, obviously.
Yeah.
Gave out yards to me the other day. It was actually the weekend on Saturday. I was going for something to eat in a steakhouse. I love a little steakhouse.
Oh, I don't like steak. It's too chewy, and then you have to like digest it, and it takes ages.
You can cut it up into smaller bits. You know, you don't have
no,
to.
No, no, I know. But even still, unless the only way I'd have a steak is if the blood is pouring out of it. How do you like a steak?
Oh, I like a bit of blood.
Oh, like how bloody?
Well, not like you are at the moment. That makes sense.
No, I'm not at the moment.
You were at the moment. You told me you were.
No, I was eating chocolate because I feel like I will be.
Oh,
soon.
It's coming. They're on the way. Oh, sorry. I got.
It's great that we can talk about such private things with such strangers.
What's private about your periods? Everybody gets them.
Do you get periods?
No, I don't. Every woman gets a period.
I was going to say something to you. Yeah, sorry. When the steak lady comes and says, how do you want your
steak? The waiter, they're called.
When the steak lady
comes. Medium rare.
Medium rare. No. It has to be rare.
I like my steaks like I like my women. Gentle to the touch.
Dead.
Oh God, that's actually disgusting. Anyway, that's not the story. I don't want to talk about steaks.
No, but I just want to know about your steaks.
Medium rare. We were going for a steak to a steakhouse there over the weekend, and I bumped into somebody I used to work with, who I see. I'd bump into every year. And we were chatting about things, and I was saying, oh, how are things with you? And she said, oh yeah, my mum passed away last Halloween. And I didn't reference it. I just moved on.
You say sorry. Sorry to hear that.
I'll come back to that.
That's what a normal person would say. Well, sorry to hear that.
I'm not a normal person. I'm not a normal person.
How are you doing? Are you okay?
I'm not a normal person.
No, you're not. Well, that's true. Jeremy put up a video on our Facebook page today. Can I reference this video you put up?
Yeah.
At the weekend, he was putting up a post for the weekend episode we do.
Yep.
Sitting in his car, and I was scrolling through Facebook and I saw it, and I was literally in a crease.
Yes,
this is how much of an obnoxious prick you are.
Oh, obnoxious, yeah.
Get the video there. play the video.
No, just tell me what I said.
He was sitting in his car and basically he's like, "Hi guys, I hope you all had a good weekend." And then somebody goes, "Well, I don't care if you did or not." I'm like, "You're so fucking ignorant." Play the video. It's very
funny.
I don't
know, because I have to tell you this story, guys, to see how you feel about this. So anyway, talking with a girl who I used to work with, who I see maybe... You know, I normally bump into her in the shops. Anyway, I was like, how are things with you? And she said, "Oh yeah, I'm grand, I'm okay now." And my mum passed away just before Halloween.
Okay.
Now, Halloween wasn't yesterday.
Well, it's still news. Nah. It's still news. What did...
So anyway, I just went, "Oh, so are you going out for..." I just skirted over the issue. And after we went in for the meal, my wife always schools me because she says I don't have, she thinks I have slight autism because I don't
have social skills.
I have no social skills or social cues.
You're awkward.
Cues. Oh, yeah.
No, you're definitely awkward.
I'm an awkward penguin.
You say things sometimes.
Yeah.
Do you know myself and Adrian were only talking on the phone last week? We were actually talking about a radio show.
Yeah.
And I was going through stuff and something came up about you anyway. I was talking, I told him about that time with your man from Today FM, we were getting in the lift.
Oh yeah, we don't need to talk about that. Yeah. Sometimes I say, yeah, it's the autism.
No,
the autism.
But you said it, and even you were trying to be funny, but you turned around and he goes, "Ew." And I got into the lift and I couldn't stop. Yeah. I was crying. It was one of those moments. Did he just say that out loud?
I'll
leave it up to the people. If they want to know what you said, I'm happy to share it. It is hilarious.
Yeah, I don't get social cues sometimes.
No.
We go into the restaurant, sit down for a meal, right. And Sue says, "I'm so embarrassed with what you just did. I'm so embarrassed."
Right.
And says, "What?" She says, "That woman that you knew..." And I couldn't even remember her name, by the way. I hate when you can't remember your name. And I couldn't introduce.
No,
remember her name.
That's not good.
Couldn't remember her name. I remember it now. Will I say your name now? Audrey. Odds.
Okay.
Odds is her name.
Odds.
And
was this you lacking social cues again, thinking you're closer with people than you are?
Probably, yeah.
Okay.
So she turned around to me and she said, "Why did you not give your condolence when Audrey said that her mother passed away?" And I'm like, "Because it happened in October."
Oh,
and it's
no.
now. Like, how many months ago?
Reflexes to say, "Oh, okay, sorry to hear that."
No, that's not my... I don't get natural reflexes.
Dave says, "You just know Jer goes to the..."
Sorry, what
you
do I
just
do?
Know Jer goes to the afters of a funeral and complains about the food.
Well, Dave, you'd actually be wrong, because I am a big fan of funeral food. I like sandwiches and soup, I have to say. I really do. And in fact, I was at a funeral a couple of months ago, Dave, where they served...
Sorry to hear that.
No, it's past.
Yeah, but it's normal.
No, I don't think so.
Okay, can I please just tell people what you said? Please, this story is so good. Please, this Today FM story.
Well, I'm
please.
Into telling this story. Let's tell
okay,
this story
Okay, but after
first.
This, please let me tell this story, because it's hilarious. Okay,
so,
thank you.
Is there a cutoff point for condolence?
Well, no. If somebody...
Yeah,
if you haven't
no,
offered
there has to be.
No, there's
there
not.
There has to be.
No, because there's people I would be talking to.
Just before you shut your cake hole there for a second.
Oh.
To people, when we record this podcast, people are commenting on our Facebook page. So comment on our Facebook page now, to the Lickers on the Facebook. what is the cutoff point for condolence? What is...
So there is no cutoff. As soon as somebody says, "See, I lost somebody," you say, "Oh, sorry to hear that."
So hang on, if you move to Australia, and you came back in 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
It's a good question, actually.
And I met you, and I bumped into you on Grafton Street. Katie, haven't seen you. Where have you been? I've been in Australia for the last 5 years, yeah. Any news, Katie? "Oh, well, my dad died 2 years ago." No condolence.
I'd say, no, I wouldn't stand there and say nothing like tumbleweed going by. I'd say, "Oh, Jesus, sorry to hear that."
No, you're not
going
to... No,
I would still say it. Now, if it came up in a conversation, he's like, and you said, "Oh, you know, my dad who died blah, blah, blah years ago," and you were telling the story, I probably wouldn't. But if you told me, if you made a point of telling me someone passed, I would say, "Oh, sorry to hear
you
that."
You can't give condolence after 2 years.
You can. There's no expiry date on condolences.
There's an expiry date on condolences.
There's no expiration date.
Well, Louise says 6 months. Now, that's one of the few times I'll actually agree with Louise. 6 months. So, again...
But if
Audrey's,
somebody... No.
Audrey's bereavement, was Halloween last year. Halloween last year. No.
Okay, no, you see, I'm just thinking...
No condolence.
No, what I'm thinking of is when I'm... Okay, I'm thinking of if I'm doing my job, let's say, that's not here, and I'm talking to somebody who's going to come on the show, and they're telling me something, and they're telling me about a story, and they'd say to me, let's say, "Oh, my sister who passed, blah, blah, blah."
Well, when did she pass? I think that's important.
Okay, let's say we're talking about disease, something to do with cancer. And she said, oh, my sister died a couple of years ago from cancer. I'd be like, oh, sorry to hear that.
No.
I would. No. I'd say sorry to hear
no,
that.
No, that's socially awkward.
No, it's not socially awkward.
It actually
if,
is.
If she says to me, oh, I have a sister who passed away a couple of years ago, she'd battled cancer, I'd say, if she lost her battle fight with cancer, I would say, oh, geez, sorry to hear that. That's terrible.
But you're not sorry to hear because you don't know the person.
It's just manners. It's just a mannerly thing to okay, do. Not everybody's a prick.
Oh, well, okay. So my dad passed away, what, 6-7 years ago, I think, because I was working in 98FM at
yeah.
the time.
Yes, yeah.
So if I bumped into someone now, yeah, would I expect condolence 7 years later? No, I'm over the condolence. If you can't give condolence within the first, I'd say, 3 months, that time, that ship has sailed.
You see, somebody probably wouldn't tell you, though, that they lost somebody.
So Mark says there's no time frame in condolence. When they first tell you, you say sorry for your loss. No, it's just so awkward when you say that when it was like 2 years ago.
I'd never stand there and be like, oh, sorry for your loss. I'd write so that down, but I'd say to someone, oh, I'm sorry
for your loss.
Are
people
going to
start ringing into this podcast going now saying to me, sorry for your loss, Jeremy? My loss was like years ago.
Yeah, but if you had a backstory to it, if he was sick and you were... Okay.
But everybody is sick okay, before they die. You
no,
don't
not
die
everybody
healthy.
Is sick before
you don't
they die.
Die healthy.
Some people have very... Loads of people die suddenly.
What's the jab, is it?
It's the jab. It's
Fizey. It's Fizey, yeah, the jab, yeah.
Anyway, back to lighter note and Jeremy's story. So... Adrian was creaming himself when I told him this one. So about...
What bit weird that you know when Adrian's creaming himself. That's really, really
we
weird.
Were on video call. We weren't really. But anyway.
He hasn't creamed himself since Wham were in the charts. That man can't cream himself anymore.
Oh, is he at that stage?
Oh, I'd say he's well at that stage. Oh. He's a granddad. Go on anyway.
I just help for that nowadays though.
What? Oh, sorry, Edvard. You know your friend Edvard with a V instead of a W. Jeremy sounds heartless. There's no cut-off point for condolence.
Yeah, like you'd say sorry to hear that. Now, if it came up.
So do you think when people meet Prince William, they say sorry for the loss of your grandmother? I mean, how long is Lizzie dead? Lizzie's gone donkey's years, isn't she?
I don't know.
You wouldn't say it. When you meet him, you can go. So if you met Prince William tomorrow, yeah?
Yeah.
Would you say to him, sorry for the loss of your... Okay, would you say, if you met Prince Harry tomorrow, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? So you met Prince Harry, yeah?
Yeah.
Would you say sorry for Diana?
No, but if it came up in conversation, if I didn't know Prince Harry was Prince Harry, and he said to me, "Oh, I lost my mum when I was very young," I would say, "Oh, Jesus, I'm sorry to hear that. That's very sad." I would say something like that, or "I'm sorry
to
hear that."
What about something
that
happened
terrible.
30 years ago?
But if he's bringing it up in context, you say, "Oh, Jesus, sorry to hear that."
No, you would.
It's a decent thing to do.
No. Anyway, thank you very much for listening to this episode of Opinions Matter, the Banter Pod. It was very funny, wasn't it?
And just remember that if you have anybody deceased, do not expect any condolences.
If you have anybody, some what?
Deceased.
Oh, deceased.
Deceased.
Dead.
Isn't dead. Yeah, not diseased.
Diseased,
although
yeah.
It could be deceased, true disease. Okay. People can die from anything.
Okay.
But don't
can you try to be funny?
Don't.
Is there any chance you can be funny for literally the last minute of this?
Don't expect any condolences from Jeremy. Especially if it's not within the, what is it, 6 weeks? Is that what you gave a time frame?
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah,
okay.
There you go.
Thank you very much. Anyway, if you enjoyed this episode, don't forget we post, we call this the, what's it called? Opinions Matter Uncut and Uncensored. We don't cut anything out of it. All the shite that you've heard.
Except what I tell Jeremy to cut out of it.
Yeah. Well, there was certain stuff we had to cut out of it, yeah. Anyway, we post this every single Saturday on Spotify. And if you subscribe to us on Spotify, just search for Opinions Matter on Spotify and click the bell and you'll get a notification every time we post a new episode, like the Saturday episode. And we hope you enjoyed it, don't we?
We do. Well, you will enjoy it.
They did enjoy it. This is the end of it. They've already listened to us. What are you saying? They've literally listened to it.
I'm tired. It's been a long
time. No, but they've listened to it. This is the end of the podcast.
Yeah, but if you haven't listened yet, you will enjoy it.
Oh, no, they have listened. If they did... Oh... Sorry, I apologise for that. You obviously have been listening for the last 53 minutes, unless you fast forwarded to the end. And if you did do that, rewind it back. Rewind it back. You are thick as shit, you really are.
Oh, I am.
You are thick as shit.
I am.